Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Spring is definitely in the air as we get into the month of March, although maybe not quite so much spring here lately as we had this Monday. That little taste of spring and almost summer had lots of people itching to get out and get in the garden. I'd like to thank everyone who took the time to come out to the Atlantic Garden Seminar this past Saturday, the 14th. We had a great turnout, almost 200 folks in attendance to learn more about gardening, everything from flowers to yards to vegetables. And of course, if you missed that, give us a call or stop by the Extension office. We'd be happy to help you find the resources that would speak to your area of interest, whether you want to put in a new flower garden, expand your vegetable garden, want to learn how to prune your trees, or more. We can connect you with all of that information. One of our horticulture topics, very timely right now, spring care for fruit trees. Of course, spring is a great time to do lots of different pruning before the buds start to come out and the trees start to put lots of energy into putting those new leaves and new shoots on for the year, although we do have some that I've seen around the county that are starting to jump the gun a little bit due to the warm weather that we've had. But still, it's a great time to do some of that pruning when you can still see the structure of the tree and the things that need to be cut out. Specifically, our horticulture experts this week are talking about spring care of fruit trees, including pruning. The best time to prune fruit trees, like many other trees, is anywhere from late February to early April. It should be completed before the fruit trees begin to break bud or leaf out in early spring. Of course, if they're budding, you're still fine, but once they start to leaf out, we want to let them put all their energy toward doing that and starting to develop those fruits. Summer pruning of fruit trees is generally not recommended for those reasons. However, if you have water sprouts, those rapidly growing shoots that develop just below a pruning cut, those can be removed in June or July once the tree has done with the pollination stage. If you have trees that you need to spray for a disease problem or to prevent a disease problem and want to use a dormant or horticultural oil spray, these highly refined petroleum products are mixed with water and applied to trees and shrubs to control many things, including aphids, spider mites, and scale on fruit trees in the landscape. These destroy pests by suffocating them, and when applied properly, the thin film of oil will plug the pores through which the small mite or insect breathes. Proper timing, as with many things, is crucial when using these dormant or horticultural oil sprays. In Iowa, these dormant oils should be applied in late March or early April before the trees show signs of breaking dormancy or breaking bud. Those applied in early March are generally not as effective, as the pests have not started actively respiring and become active at this time, and therefore are not as vulnerable to the oil's effects. Dormant oil sprays should be applied as close to bud break as possible, so be sure to keep an eye on those trees and check them regularly to determine the ideal time to spray. If you're wondering about fertilizing your fruit trees to give them a little extra boost this year, keep in mind it is generally not necessary to fertilize fruit trees in Iowa. Most soils in Iowa are quite fertile and supply adequate amounts of plant nutrients to the trees. A good way to tell is to check your tree's growth to determine whether the fruit tree needs fertilization. Non-bearing fruit trees should grow approximately 15 to 30 inches per year, and if your trees are actively bearing, they might produce about 8 to 15 inches of new growth every year. The actual amount will vary, of course, due to differences in varieties and other vigor. The fertilization may be beneficial if the amount of growth is less than normal. If you do choose to fertilize your fruit trees, select a balanced fertilizer, such as a 10-10-10 combination. Apply early in spring before bud break again. The recommended rate is 1/10 pound of nitrogen per year of tree age, and that's the number of years since the tree was planted in the home garden, not since it was sprouted from seed. For example, a tree planted 5 years ago should receive 5/10 or half a pound of nitrogen. Uniformly broadcast 5 pounds of the 10-10-10 fertilizer in a circular band beginning about 2 to 3 feet from the trunk and extending out slightly beyond the drip line of the tree. If the lawn in the vicinity of the fruit trees is fertilized on a regular basis, there should be no need to fertilize the trees, as the fruit tree will absorb nutrients from the lawn fertilizer, and additional fertilizer may be excessive and actually damage or be detrimental to the tree. You also want to avoid fertilizing in late spring or summer, as this may stimulate late summer growth that would be more susceptible to winter injury. Too much fertilizer also produces excessive leaf or vegetative growth and will inhibit fruit production in fruit trees. For more information on care for fruit trees and other landscape plants, check out the wide variety of garden-related publications and resources on the Iowa State University Extension homepage. Also want to mention this month, we talk every month about our Science of Parenting website, and you can find that just by typing Science of Parenting into the ISU Extension homepage. The topic for this month is, does parenting style matter? The art of parenting is the discussion this month on the Science of Parenting website and blog, digging into how parents can tailor their parenting style to each child's temperament. We know parenting is not a one-size-fits-all, and we know different children react differently to different styles of parenting. The art of parenting comes into play as we figure out how to customize our parenting style to meet the needs of individual children. Again, the more information and discussion on this on the Parent Sciences Parenting blog, 5-minute podcast that introduces and discusses the different aspects of the topic, and folks across the state are welcome to contribute and comment on their own particular experiences in parenting. Finally, Extension Week is coming up next week. It starts the 22nd through the 28th of March. And we try and just get the word out during Extension Week. We thank all of the partners that we've worked with over the past year, all of the people who have participated in an extension program throughout the past year, and we invite folks to come in and learn a little bit more about what extension does in the community. We will be hosting the Alive After 5 this Thursday, tomorrow, March 19th, at the Extension office from 5 to 7 p.m. for fun and networking. That is a partnership with the Atlantic Chamber. I invite you to come out and learn a little bit more about what Extension does in Cass County. And also, right in the middle of Extension Week is a great opportunity to support one of our longest-running programs, and that is the 4-H program in Cass County. Cass County Endowment is having their annual 4-H Pancake Supper and Silent Auction. That is happening Thursday, March 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. The Cass County 4-H Endowment Fund supports youth enrollment fees, scholarships to camps and leadership events, and other learning opportunities for our 4-H youth in Cass County. So bring the family, come on out, eat all-you-can-eat pancakes, as well as some other things. We will have a silent auction. If you have something you'd like to donate, we would welcome that. Give us a call at the Extension office, and we'd be happy to give you more information on the 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper. For more information on any events coming up in Cass County, follow us on Facebook, check out our website for latest news releases, and of course, you're always welcome to stop by the office or give us a call at 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.